want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Many of you know that faith is right now. And that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So what the problem is, though, is so many times we don't recognize that what we have is a faith problem. And that's the only problem we ever really have, is a belief problem, a faith problem. If we'll get our faith where it's supposed to be, in the God who is, right now, well able to meet every need that we have, then we don't have a problem, do we? If we can hear Christ, hear His voice, understand His will, and set our confidence in that, we don't have a problem, do we? But we have this problem that we don't do that. So what are we going to do about it? So we play all these crazy games. People do stuff. Like they go to church for the wrong reasons. They get jobs for the wrong reasons. They pick up life. I was talking to a friend today, and we were talking about how peer pressure is such a powerful thing. But you know what's really bad about it? It leads you away from God. Because peer pressure is the fear of man. And if you got to go do something because people are putting pressure on you to do it, you're not finding out what God wants. You're just crowd pleasing. And you know what the crowd is always going to lead you to? Not your potential. Always. Never are they going to lead you to your potential. God has hidden things in you that you've yet to discover. I'm coming up on 60 real soon. And 2 years ago, God gave me some talents and skills that were within me that I didn't know I had. Have you found there things in you that you didn't know you could do, didn't know you had? When you walk with the Lord, that's what happens. And He leads you away from what everybody else is chasing, away from what everybody else is doing. You don't have to have a Starbucks cup in your hand or a Mercedes on your car or any kind of brand name to be valuable to God. What He measures by has nothing to do with what the crowds are chasing. It has nothing at all to do with those things. And if you let yourself be drawn after what the crowd says is important, you'll compromise. And you'll reduce what God had for you. That's not a good thing, is it? And then you start playing these crazy games of trying to get influence and trying to be important and trying to get attention and just silly stuff that we do when we're not on track with the Lord. So the scripture puts us back on point and says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What's the crowd chasing? Things that are seen. It's already been manifested. And they're paying good dollars for it, high dollars for things that are already manifested. God wants you chasing things that have not been seen yet. That's kind of exciting. He wants you on the cutting edge. He wants to put you in places where no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart or mind what God has in store for you. That's exciting. Who wants to be a crowd chaser or a God pleaser? If you're a God pleaser, you're going to manifest stuff that you never even imagined were possible. And it's going to happen real easy. There's this amazing little phrase you just say. First, you seek the Lord and you hear His voice and you say, "Yes, Lord." That's it. You don't argue. You don't talk back. You don't go, "I can't do it," because that's not faith. You go, "I can do that? What? I can do that? Show me, Lord. Teach me. Show me things I have not seen." Because that's where faith is. It's on the edge of what's invisible. Faith is always taking ground forward. It's never in reverse. I'll tell you another thing. If you spend your days thinking about your past and your history, that's your dead man. That's your soul nature. That's not even alive anymore. Why are you wasting your time with that? If you spend your time trying to redeem that or hide that or cover that up, just look, that's your testimony. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Just say, you know, the only time you need to think about that is when somebody else is stuck in it. And you can say, oh, I was there, and this is what God did for me.
Yeah.
Right? It's your testimony. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Sometimes we don't receive what God has for us because we don't think God wants to. But this is what the resurrection day made really clear to us, that God did everything he could do on his part. It's his will to heal. It's his will to provide. It's his will to save you. But we want to wonder whether or not God wants to. Well, this is what you need to understand. He gave his will over to your will. He tied his own hands in his ability to do anything for you by giving his will completely submitted to your will. So he makes it really clear in scripture what his will is. His will is for all to be saved. His will is for all to be healed. His will is very well known in scripture. And all you have to do to access his will is believe his will. So we even, you know, we were taught to pray. Some of us, depends on what denomination you were growing up in, but we were taught to pray that the kingdom of God be manifest on the earth, that we pray his will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, God's will is carried out. There's no doubters are allowed to stay in heaven. They get instantly ejected. Satan fell from heaven like lightning, right? It's just, you cannot stand in the presence of God and not be in agreement with his will. So earth is kind of like a place where we get to be out of his will if we choose to be. That means you can choose to get in his will, and his will is good for you. His will is all the goodness that he has for you is just laying there latent, waiting for you to believe it. He puts his will, just think about that. His will is controlled by yours for you. Now, you can't control God's will for me, and I can't control God's will for you. Now, there are times when he just lets the gifts of the Spirit flow, and that can override your will. You can see something really amazing happen, and you didn't have anything to do with it. Don't you like it when it's like that? Sometimes God in his sovereignty will heal someone, or bless someone, or the favor of God will be upon someone, and they never asked for it, they never prayed for it, they never sought him for it, it just happened, and they give him glory or they don't. But the larger part is his will is for your healing, your restoration, your reconciliation, and your will accesses it or denies it. Your will does. Some people say, well, sin does that. Well, sin is just an expression of your will being contrary to God. Somebody needs to post that. Sin is just a manifestation of your will being contrary to God. Because if you're lined up with God's will, you're not sinning. Amen? If you're lined up with God's heart, you're not doing bad things. Because love is flowing through you and goodness is flowing through you if you're in his perfect will. Sometimes his perfect will has to be manifest by us just saying, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. That's step one of belief. My will is contrary to yours. I don't think like you. This looks real good to me and I want it real bad. And I'm just going to do what I want. That's sin. It's pretty much how sin works. Healing doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you sin. It does have to do with whether or not you believe. It does have to do with whether or not you forgive. In fact, everything we get from God has to do with whether or not you forgive. You cannot hold someone else in contempt and unforgiveness and think that you're going to get anything from God. That's important. But you also can't think you're going to get anything from God if you don't believe his will is good for you. You have to accept that God's goodness has been given. And today, the resurrection of Christ says with all power that he's given all authority to men that they might turn their will to his will to receive all that he's made available to them individually, one by one. We can all say yes to God, all of us. We don't have to go through a person. You don't have to come up to an altar and have someone lay hands on you, though that does help. You should do that. You should do that. But you don't have to have that. God's given you the ability to activate faith for yourself just by reading the Word of God. You don't have to have a pastor come along and say, this is what the Bible says. You can read it for yourself. And when you believe it and you let your will say yes to God, then everything that God has laid to you resurrects in your life just like Jesus came to life that day from the tomb. Amen? Why is a resurrection important? He could have just died for us and it would have been enough for us to accept his atonement. But he didn't. He resurrected, made it very clear that he could have kept it a secret. He could have just kind of got up and disappeared and nobody would have known. The tomb would have been sealed and who would have opened it, never known anything. The resurrection was broadcast because the power of God had been given to men. The power of God to raise you from the dead to eternal life. The power of God to heal you of all your sickness and diseases. The power of God to restore you to your former glory that you never knew you lost, to right standing with him. He's got that for you. And the only thing you have to do is exchange your will for his.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators, we know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.